The Dutch-led team investigating the downing of MH17 has released new phone intercepts showing links between pro-Russian rebels in eastern Ukraine and top Kremlin officials. The rebels are accused of launching the missile that took down the Malaysian Airlines flight that killed 298 people, including 38 Australians, over eastern Ukraine 5 years ago. The announcement suggests that Russian officials had greater control over the separatist forces than first thought. Here's our Europe correspondent, Bridget Brennan.
This is Alexander Borodai, a former separatist leader of the Donetsk People's Republic, saying he's carrying out orders and protecting the interests of the one and only state, the Russian Federation. It was made less than 2 weeks before MH17 was shot out of the sky in eastern Ukraine. A Dutch-led task force says phone taps show regular communication between rebel fighters and Russian officials in the first half of July 2014. Andy Craig is the head of the Central Criminal Investigation Division of Dutch Police.
Recent analysis of witness statements and other information revealed that Russian influence on the DPR went further than military support. Ties between Russian officials and DPR leaders appear to have been much closer.
In May last year, the joint investigation team announced a Russian missile was used to bring down the Malaysian Airlines plane, killing 298 people, including 38 Australians. Now, investigators believe these new recordings could point to the Russian government's involvement in the tragedy. Andy Craig again.
The indications for close ties between Russian government officials and leaders of the DPR raise questions about their possible involvement in the deployment of the Buck Taylor, which brought down flight MH17 on 17 July 2014.
David Nelson is a senior investigations officer for the Australian Federal Police. He says the rebels used communication lines provided by the Russian Federation.
In addition to regular telephones, the rebels used secure means of communication. A number of these seemed to be provided by the Russian Federation and, moreover, used by Russian top officials in their contact with the fighters.
Other intercepts include conversations between a political aide to Vladimir Putin, Vladislav Surkov, and Mr. Borodai. In one of the calls, Mr. Surkov allegedly tells Mr. Borodai that there will be reinforcements coming from Russia. Russian officials have questioned the authenticity of the tapes. Earlier this year, the Joint Investigations Team charged 4 men, 3 Russians and 1 Ukrainian, over their role in the downing of MH17. They're expected to go on trial in absentia in a Dutch court in March next year.
Europe correspondent Bridget Brennan.